With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following President Trump's threat of stiff tariffs and punishing sanctions on Colombia, that country has done an about-face, now agreeing to take back its citizens who entered the U.S. illegally. This from a White House statement. The government of Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of illegal aliens from Colombia without limitation or delay. Where did COVID get its start? Newly minted CIA Director John Ratcliffe says a growing body of evidence points to China.
The CIA has assessed that the most likely cause of this pandemic that has wrought so much devastation around the world was because of a lab-related incident in Wuhan. And so we'll continue to investigate.
Ratcliffe on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox. Also at SRNNews.com, the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz is being observed at the site of the former Nazi death camp. The BBC's Jessica Parker is there.
On the 27th of January, 1945, Soviet troops entered Auschwitz. Reports say cautiously at first, as they feared a Nazi ambush. But German guards had already evacuated the camp, forcing tens of thousands of prisoners to go with them as part of what became known as death marches. However, around 7,000 prisoners who'd been left behind were discovered, emaciated and terrorized. More than a million people were systematically murdered at this camp. The majority of them were Jews.
Along with many Poles, Roma and Soviet POWs, among others. Now that Israel has lifted its closure of northern Gaza, tens of thousands of Palestinians are returning to the most heavily destroyed area of the Gaza Strip. And in case you missed it, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles headed to Super Bowl 59. On Wall Street, stock futures sharply lower. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill that's used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on their use. This is SRN News. The GOP looking to make gains in a couple of key states.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping the momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state's Supreme Courts retain Democrat majorities or flip to Republican control. The outcome can be critical in deciding cases related to abortion, election disputes, voting laws, and much more. Jason Walker reporting.
The rain that has fallen across Southern California is a mixed blessing. It's expected to help firefighters still dealing with multiple wildfires. However, potentially heavy downpours on charred hillsides could bring new troubles, such as landslides and toxic ash runoff. The National Weather Service reported showers over the weekend in Southern California. More details, SRNNews.com.